Homily for Monday, the 17th of April, 2023. This is the homily I gave for Saturday evening, celebrating the second Sunday of Easter. I hope we're not embarrassed to be confused by the resurrection or have doubts about it. All the Gospels tell us that's how Easter faith begins. Jesus' empty tomb brings the disciples to confusion, not to faith. Even the appearances of the risen Lord are not spectacularly successful encounters. Mary Magdalene mistakes Jesus for the gardener. And the disciples at Emmaus walk and talk with him, but fail to recognize their companion as their risen Lord. And now, in today's gospel, we come to Thomas. He's called Doubting Thomas. Perhaps he wasn't supposed to question what others were saying about their experience of the risen Lord. Maybe he should have swallowed whole what they were saying. But Thomas doesn't. And I think we've given him a bum rap. I think we've misunderstood what John is trying to tell us in this gospel scene. John is trying to show us, through Thomas, how we all come to faith, come to experience the risen Lord Jesus. So let's look again at this gospel scene. On Easter, the disciples have three experiences of the risen Jesus. First, they experience a presence of true personal otherness. It's not made up by them or by their circumstances. It's a presence they find, not invent. And they identify this presence with Jesus. But it's a presence of Jesus unlike any they had encountered. It's difficult at times to recognize. Unpredictable. Showing up suddenly and just as suddenly going away. Their second experience of Jesus is that he wants their shalom. He wants peace and fullness for the very disciples who had deserted him. For the disciples, this is an experience of forgiveness. Their desertion of Jesus did not stop his love for them. And then comes their third experience. Jesus breathes into them his own spirit. His own spirit of forgiving love that doesn't hold on to the sins of others. And he sends them into the world to live out of this spirit, to live lives that cause both confusion and wonder. People will see good being returned for evil, see enemies being loved, and see slapped cheeks being turned. What's happened is that the disciples have become the church. They've become a community of sinners who are forgiven and are learning to forgive others. And that brings us to Thomas. he now finds himself with these people. People who are learning to forgive. He hasn't shared their experience, and he says so. Thomas is honest. But he also sticks around. He doesn't bolt the community. He finds himself surrounded by people who are learning to forgive, learning to take away each other's sins. And he begins to recognize in their behavior a pattern and presence he knew. It's the Spirit of Jesus he's recognizing. It's the same Spirit Thomas recognizes now at work in the disciples. When he says, "My Lord and my God," Thomas is using a precise formula. These were the words used by Romans to swear allegiance to the emperor, "My Lord and my God." But when Thomas uses these words, he's handing himself over to God's own Spirit to be transformed into Jesus's new life. We learn the new life of resurrection is something we participate in from within, not something we just observe from the outside. We will spend a lifetime learning the depth and breadth of our own forgiveness, the depth and breadth of divine mercy. And we will spend a lifetime learning the extent to which we are empowered to bring forgiveness to others. That is our future as church, the risen life we hope for. We hope to be where God's forgiveness is found and celebrated. Again, happy Easter.